So, what I'd like to think about today is how faith, right? We're here to do faith, right? Come to church. Faith takes courage. Faith takes courage. You might remember that last week we celebrated the Feast of the Transfiguration. So our gospel reading was about Jesus taking just a few of his disciples and going up the mountain to pray. And while he was praying, he was transfigured, right? His face glowed and his clothes were all white. And the disciples, you might remember, they were A, sleepy, and B, terrified. They were frightened by what they saw, and Peter tried to respond, and the Bible tells us Peter did not know what he was saying. So this week, in our gospel reading, Jesus is about to go up the mountain to pray, and he sends the disciples away. You guys go on ahead, get in the boat, I'll catch up. And he goes up the mountain alone to pray. And then later, Jesus comes down the mountain. He comes to the water. He walks over the water, over the depths, to rejoin the disciples who are in the boat in the middle of the sea. The disciples see Jesus coming to them over the sea in the moonlight because it's windy and dark at night. And they say, "This is not right. People do not walk over the water. Something is wrong here." And they are terrified. And yet, once again, this week, just like last week, Peter steps up to the plate. Peter shows some extraordinary courage. Because faith takes courage. So one of my favorite analogies about the life of faith compares living in faith to swimming. Maybe swimming in an ocean or in a sea. There's a legend of these Irish monks in the 9th century who wanted to follow God. And so they decided, we're going to go wherever God takes us. And the way we're going to get there is in a little boat called a coracle. And so they went out on these coracles on the sea, but they had no sails. And they, on purpose, left behind the oars. They just went out and waited for God through the wind or the currents or whatever to take them where God wanted to take them, whether that was out to sea to starve or to land someplace to serve God, to be priests or missionaries or whatever they were going to do. They were wanted to be completely subject to God's direction. Now, differently from those Irish monks, I find in my own life, I prefer to stay in the shallows. Right? I want to be where my feet can touch the ground, where I can hold my head above the water, and where even if the currents come through, I'm still rooted on the ground and can control where I am going to go. I tend to live my life, even my life of faith, in the shallows. If I was going to go out in those coracles, I would have had a fierce grip on those oars, not letting go. Faith takes courage. It's easy to do the conventional thing, easy to do the popular thing, easy to do what everyone else is doing. Right? It's easy to repeat the talking points you hear around you, the things that everyone else is saying. It's easy to share those opinions and say the same things. It's easy to want to hold on, to grasp on to control of my life, or at least the illusion of control of my life. It's easy to do the things that help me blend in and not get noticed. But very often, those things that are common, those things that are conventional, very often they're not necessarily common or conventional because they're right or because they're good, but rather because they're easy. Or maybe they make money. If you're a fisherman, as we discussed earlier, the common thing to do is to fish from inside the boat. To come out of the boat, to climb up the side and then lower yourself down to the water and then walk across the water. Can you even imagine this? To walk with Jesus over the depths. Faith takes courage. One example of the courage required for faith is something we saw here at St. Thomas just a couple weeks ago when some wedding vows were uttered. Marriage is a risky proposition. You never know where it's going to take you. When people, especially young people, get married, I mean, hopefully they know each other, but no one knows each other that well. If they're very young, they might not know themselves very well. Marriage is a risky proposition, and yet a lot of people choose to take that risk because of the anticipation of the experience of a love that grows over a lifetime. But it takes courage because you don't know what's coming better or worse, richer or poorer, healthy or less healthy. All those things are likely going to come through that relationship and test it. Faith takes courage. It takes faith to take risks, like marriage vows, like baptismal vows. It takes faith to make these risks, to step out into the depths of God's life, depths that are, by definition, over my head, over our heads. It takes faith, like St. Peter saying, "Lord, if it's you, call me to come to you over the water." What a great story, right? Because Peter knew what Jesus wanted. Peter knew that Jesus wanted disciples. Jesus wanted people to follow him, to walk where he walks, to go where he goes. And there was Jesus going over the water. And Peter said, "Okay, if that's really what you want." And Jesus said, "Come on." And I like how Jesus didn't walk up to the boat and say, "Okay, everybody out." Right? Jesus waited. Jesus waited until one brave soul named Peter said, "If you want me to come out." And Jesus said, "Yes, come on out." And Peter did. But my favorite thing about the story is that Peter got out. And Peter walked a little bit, and then Peter made that fatal mistake of looking down, right? Peter looked down, and his faith faltered. Can you imagine? He was already doing it, and then his faith faltered. And Jesus was there, right? Jesus was present. Jesus saved him. Jesus, yes, admonished him. Jesus encouraged him. "You're on the right track. Keep working on it. Let's do this again. Oh, you little faith, you can do it. Keep going." Peter's faith faltered and Jesus was there for him. So faith takes courage, no doubt. Faith takes courage and Jesus empowers us. Jesus gives us the courage. Jesus, the Son of God, gives us assurance that he will be there for us.
Yes.
Jesus will not abandon us even when our own faith fails. And so we never walk alone. Jesus gives us courage to leave the shallows and to risk the depths of faith, to risk the depths of life with God going right up over our heads. And Jesus gives us that courage for big things and for little things. Right? Jesus gives us that courage for things like sabbaticals. For a church that thinks, are we going to be okay without a priest hanging around? Or maybe for a priest who says, are they going to figure out I'm not as important as I thought I was? In all kinds of ways, right? With the choices that we make from day to day and how we use our time and how we use our money and how we use our influence and how we use our energy and how we use our effort. All these daily choices, right? We get to decide if we're going to make them using the courage of faith, which might mean that sometimes we're more concerned about whether what we're doing is good and right than whether it's successful. Sometimes we might be more concerned about whether what we're doing is faithful rather than whether we're accomplishing something. Faith takes courage. How will you choose faith in your walk this week? Amen.
Amen.